Yes.
Have you ever thought of yourself as a Tic Tac before?
Did you hear that quote?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I can't even think of something to say. I'd like to think I'd had something witty to say, but yeah.
Jim,
first time.
How tough is it to prepare for Russell Wilson, who takes mobility to another level?
He does. I mean, we faced a similar quarterback this year, you know, in Cam Newton, but Russell Wilson's unique in his own ways. He can run the design quarterback runs, the zone reads and the keepers and things like that. And then he can also just create something off schedule. And I've compared him in the past to Fran Tarkenton. And the only thing I really know about Fran Tarkenton was watching NFL film stuff. But, you know, he can threaten inside the pocket. He can threaten outside the pocket. But probably the thing he's most dangerous in is threatening by running backwards. Because it's easy to keep contained. Well, it's not easy, but you can keep contained and you can prevent step-ups. But it's hard to get somebody directly behind the quarterback. And that's where he can just turn and run and escape. And then once he does, he can create some problems for your defense. He threatens the whole field. He'll boot one way, throw back the other. You have to stay alive on everything. Our D linemen are going to have to do a great job staying on their feet and staying alive. You can never go to sleep because if he's scrambling one way, there's a good chance he's coming back to you. So we have to stay alive in coverage as well as our rush. And he threatens, you know, the whole width of the field and the whole length of the field.
It's well documented what you guys are doing as a run defense against running backs. But he's their top rusher. Is it different this – is stopping the run different this week when he's on the other side?
Well, sure. I mean, it just – you have to account for an extra guy. And – I think you got to look at it this way. They've rotated through a lot of running backs this year. If they had one guy that got all the carries and all the yards, it wouldn't be that way. You know what I mean? You tally all those guys, you know, and just stack all their yards up, and they're still a team that can run the football. And if we treat it that way and respect the running back that's in the game, but also are prepared to handle the quarterback, then we'll be okay.
Jim, you've coached a lot of good defensive linemen, a lot of good defensive lines in your career. How good has this group been for you this season?
I mean, I guess so far so good, but we still have a long way to go, and we need to stay on that track. You know, there's always things we can do better. I mean, no matter how that game went, we all weren't happy with that first drive of the second half. You know, we didn't give up a first down in the first half, and then we let them go down and score, and we aided them with a bunch of penalties and things like that. So we'll reserve the pats on the back until after the season's over. And I like the personality of our guys that way. You know, they live in the present. They don't live in the past. And they're ready for a new challenge every single week. And that's I think, been one of the driving factors of our guys. They don't get complacent. They don't rest too much, and if they do have a lapse, they work hard to correct it. And if we keep that going, then we'll be happy at the end of the season, whenever that is.
Jim, it seems like a lot of your defensive linemen get a lot of accolades, and Vinnie Curry flies under the radar, but what has he meant to the team in his role so far?
Well, he's had a tremendous year for us. He's played with power. He's played the run extremely well. He's done his job, and I think that's the greatest compliment I can give a player. He does his job. He's, you know, there when we need him. You know, I mean, if that game had been closer, that play he made on the reverse, you know, would have got probably a lot more attention. But he's just been, you know, steady and consistent the whole year. He plays with toughness. He brings a physical edge to us. And he's done his job when he's called upon. And like I said, I think that's the greatest compliment you can give a player.
Seattle's a team with a lot of good playoff experience. They're great at home, especially in the month of December. Do you feel like it's going to give this team the challenge that you guys need with the playoffs kind of down the line?
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff's just so far out of our thought process. You know, our guys do a good job of living, like I said, living in the present. And we only have one game this week. It is a road game, like you mentioned, in a place that's historically tough to play against a team that you know, it's a little bit different than last week. Last week, you know, they were struggling to throw the ball a little bit, but they were really, really good running the ball. You know, Seattle's transitioned a little bit. You know, five, you know, odd years ago, you know, it was the Marshawn Lynch run, you know, defense and, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, you know, they're one of the top passing attacks in the NFL. You know, they got good receivers, they got a great tight end, and they got a quarterback that can throw it on time, but then he can also create something off schedule. So we have enough to worry about this week without putting anything else, you know, adding anything else to this game.
How is your defense different from the group you brought there last year?
Every defense has a little different personality. There's some better, some things that they're better at. There's a couple things I appreciate with our group. They're very good communicators. We make very few missed assignments. You know, as a result, people have a hard time moving the ball consistently on us. We don't give up very many big plays. You know, we had a couple games early in the season where we leaked and had some big plays that we gave up. And, you know, particularly in the recent past, we've done a good job of eliminating those, and it's made it hard to score on us. You know, they're professionals. They do a good job of preparing week in and week out. It's a good tackling defense. I appreciate that about them, and I think that has a lot to go with not giving up big plays also. And you combine that with we're a pretty good third down team, and it makes it hard for teams to drive and score. Like I said, everybody's got a little different personality. Sometimes you're better at man. Sometimes you're better at zone. Sometimes you need the blitz. Sometimes you don't. But, you know, these guys have had the flexibility to play it however we've needed it. And it always a little bit different from year to year, but it's also different from week to week.
It's been well documented that Brandon Graham is one of the key guys in terms of bringing energy to the defense. But, as I say, you can't lead from the bench. What kind of effect does his versatility have on him being able to be effective both against the pass and the run and also inside and out?
Yeah, you know, he's done a good job for us in the inside pass rush. He's a mismatch against some guards in there, and we like him outside. And a lot of his sacks have come outside this year. But he's also been very disruptive inside. Like you said, the run game is important. I think all our defensive ends have done a good job playing the run. And I think that's been, you know, one of the keys to our success right there. But, you know, it's not just what he does on the field. You know, sort of like you said, he's an engine for us. He practices with a lot of energy. He's fun to be around in the meeting room. He's always talking football. You know, if he's in line there at lunch, you know, he's not talking about what's on Instagram. He's talking about, you know, the matchup that week and, you know, things like that. And, you know, he's a respected player on our team.
Where have you seen growth from Brandon since last year?
I think he's playing at a high. I thought he played at a high level last year also. I think it's just a continuation. He's just got a little bit more experience, and we're using him inside a little bit more. But he's done that in the past, and he was good at it before. So it's more what we're asking him to do rather than him all of a sudden growing and being good at it. He's been consistent both years.
Jim, how do you keep them aggressive and eliminate the tendency to jump early like they did this past week?
Well, some of that had to do with the snap that we were getting, which we shouldn't get. I mean, the center was sort of pawing at the ball, which not really supposed to be able to do. But we got to be ready when they're down and go. And there's a fine line between that. There's a fine line between getting off on the ball and then guessing. I think in that first series, we were guessing a little too much. And it showed. We gave up a couple first downs. And, you know, we've played pretty clean the whole year. You know, I think that Carolina game was the exception, but we haven't given up a whole lot of stuff for free. And when you don't give up big plays, when you're good on third down, and you don't give up cheap first downs with foolish penalties, that goes a long way to keeping points off the board. And I think the 3 points that we did give up were a direct result of those plays. So, you know, the players take responsibility for it. And you know, we need to realize that and go out. And I like the way they responded the next series, went out and got a stop right away, and that sort of jerked our collar a little bit, jerked our chain.
And my linebacker, how's Elwood coming along?
He's still improving. He got some practice time last week. You know, I tell all our guys, no matter what role you have, you're going to have to you're going to have to contribute in some way. And I'm confident that he'll be ready when his time comes, whenever that is.
Jim, have you changed much over the years as a coach, or pretty much stayed the same?
I think everybody changes from year to year. You know, I mean, it's a different set of circumstances. I mean, it's one of the reasons that, you know, you do this business is every day is not the same. If you were just reliving the same experiences over and over, it would get really boring. Every year is a new set of challenges. Every year is a new set of players. Every year is a different set of circumstances, different, you know, different opponents, everything else. And I think with coaches, you're an aggregate of your past experiences. And, you know, we talked, you know, Merrill talk about, you know, a defensive lineman jumping off sides and learning. Coaches do the same thing.
What's the one area that, you know, that you were focusing on to get better?
I'd like to lose a little weight. But yeah, that is like part of me. I do gain a lot of weight during the season, and would like to change that. But sort of is what it is. I don't know. I mean, I think that we just try to do the best we can on a week to week basis. But there is growth, you know, professionally, in schemes, and you know, and experience, and facing offenses and things like that. And I've been in the NFL a long time, 25 years. You know, that's a lot to build on when it comes to how you're going to play someone, different situations that come up, things like that. But we're all still learning.
You faced a number of quarterbacks with running abilities here. Sorry.
What was Corey Graham kind of brought to your secondary, you know, in addition to the veteran presence and everything?
Well, he's given us the flexibility to move Malcolm around a lot, and I think that's been big. We use dime, we use nickel. Malcolm plays down. He plays linebacker positions. He plays nickel positions. He plays safety positions, and Corey gives us that flexibility to do that. He's a reliable player, communicates well. He's got a lot of experience. He's seen a lot of things. He doesn't panic on the field. Those have all been key things for us. Yeah, well, the biggest thing is his ability to escape backwards, which I said before. You know, we've had guys that can threaten lower south. We have had guys run the zone read. But he not only threatens the width of the field, but he threatens the depth of the field also, and can throw it anywhere. So, you know, we have to do a good job containing that. Is that it?
Okay. Thanks, guys.